KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Agriculture Department suspects a chemical linked to food poisoning deaths in the country is not locally produced. At least 25 children have died and hundreds more hospitalized from food-related illnesses, which are believed to be linked to snacks from spaza shops. KZN and Gauteng have been the hardest hit provinces. Yesterday, government declared the spate of deadly foodborne illnesses a national disaster. Last month, health officials revealed turbofos, a lethal pesticide, was the cause. Speaking in Johannesburg, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says there are only 5 active licenses for the manufacturing and distribution of the chemical.
What has been found in the spaza shops, it differs quite significantly from the colour and texture of locally produced turbofos. In many instances, it's been found with aldicarb. Aldicarb was banned in South Africa for production or distribution in 2016. So the fact that aldicarb is now being found together with the turbofos in these inspections is a very clear indication that there is a high likelihood that the turbofos that's being found in these instances is coming from external sources to South Africa.
In Guamashu yesterday, residents marched against the spate of unregistered spazas. They were led by the North Region Business Association, who's given eThekwini 7 days to respond to their demands. They're calling for the swift regulation of all unregistered businesses. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Thembi Simelane has warned South Africans not to assist foreign nationals to fraudulently register spaza shops. She addressed the media on the government's response to the crisis yesterday.
The Immigration Act prohibits any person from aiding, abetting, assisting or enabling an illegal foreigner to open a license on his or her behalf, to conduct any business or carry any profession or occupation.
And we're likely to see more interest rate cuts next year. That's according to an economist who's been reacting to the Reserve Bank cutting the repo rate by 25 basis points to 7.75% yesterday. Chief economist Davi Ruert.
It's likely to support some economic growth. My expectations are for the Reserve Bank to cut at least by 75 basis points next year. Another 0.75 reduction in interest rates can be expected next year, and it could even be a full 100 basis points reduction. One has to be cautious and remember that things can go wrong. The rand can suddenly come under pressure, or there can be some sort of international crisis.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court won't stop him from defending his country. Yesterday, the court issued warrants against him, his former defense minister, Yoav Gallant, and Hamas leader, Mohammed Deif. It's over alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, which has left over 44,000 people dead. While Israel insists Deif was killed in a strike in southern Gaza earlier this year, Hamas denies he is dead. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas have welcomed the arrest in a statement, but made no mention of Deif's arrest warrant. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay, 35. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desson, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sport, India 51 for 4, batting first test against Australia after lunch. Max Verstappen has defended his on-the-limit driving ahead of the Las Vegas Grand Prix and new caps in Banyana squad to face Jamaica.